Monday, August the 19th, 1996.
Think no. For your welcome this time. I would say to you, do not be concerned for these two peoples.
Well, that's very nice to know. Thank you.
I have said it matters not when you have absences amongst you, but of course you realize and understand that the one who is here gives much in helping me to come to you.
Yes, we do know that. That's why we're disappointed that you're not here tonight. However, it can't be helped.
I would like to say to you all that some of you are in need of comfort since last minute. I will help when I can, and I say to those concerned, do not allow your lights to pull you down. Now, I will say greeting to those who normally would not be with us, that have joined us this time.
Yes, they are interested in what you tell us. They do come to our other meeting, as you probably know.
I am aware.
I hope you would be.
I would like to say to you, there will be, in time to come, many who will wish to speak in this room with us at these meetings. But I say to you this, please do choose those who come carefully, as I know you do. But there will come a time when there will be those who seek not truth, but who come for their own benefits. You understand?
Yes, I do, and those I shall attempt always to keep away.
I know you will do this. That I wish to reinforce my words to you.
Thank you. Yes, I shall look for your help in doing so.
Now, before we have any questions this time, I wish to say to this new gentleman who joins us this time.
Yes.
Why has it taken so long?
You hear that, Jack?
I did, yes.
You can answer, please.
I hadn't really known which way to go about it, to be honest. I'm slightly confused with it all, to be quite honest with you.
Yes, I know and understand but let me say, dear friend, these words to you. Throughout your life, opportunities have come to you to move forward in the right direction of your life. Unfortunately, you have a critical mind, do you not?
I do, yes.
Yes. This, dear friend, has held you back. I tell you this. This one has within his hands the capability to do good for others, if he should so desire. But as it stands at this present time, he does not have the awareness to open up his consciousness to all that is available to him. But I am sure that if you continue to come amongst these peoples, that which you have been doing, you will begin to see and to understand the power of truth. Here we have in this our good friend, a teacher of much truth. This gentleman who has given himself to spirit for so many of his earthly years can be your guidance and your light. But you must make yourself available to him. You understand?
I do. I'll do that. Thank you.
I will say only this to you both, that life has been difficult along your life's pathway. But let me say to you both that you have stepped out into a new era of time, in understanding, in knowledge, in fulfilling your earthly pathway. So, take heart, dear ones. Lift up your hearts. Open your minds to all that surrounds you, and you will find light.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any question you would like to ask on that, either of them?
They have much in their minds, but do not know how to broach the questions. It would be good for them to think quietly. Just the two of them, and discuss what they truly feel. Not what they know, not what they do not understand, but truly what they feel. You understand my meaning,
yes.
Do you?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
You must place to one side all physical emotions, because you see, these emotions belong
to your earthly life, you need to dig deep to find that spiritual light within yourselves. And only then will you begin to understand who and what you are. I will leave you with those words.
Thank you.
Now, I know we have questions this time.
Yes, there is one. I haven't asked the lady's permission. I don't know whether you are regarded as permissible, but she has visited a psychic doctor and has had an operation on her back. But she is not very happy about it at the moment as to whether it has been as successful as she hoped. Are you able to give her any reassurance on this, please? I can understand if you don't want to answer the question.
I am happy to speak to the lady if she does not mind my doing so.
No, that's fine.
I have spoken about spiritual healing on previous occasions, and I do believe that now you understand that what I tell you is that you all are responsible for illnesses within the physical being.
Yes,
you know and you accept this, do you not?
Yes, we do.
Spiritual healing will only take place when all aspects of your being are in balance. We can speak of energies, we can speak of cause and effect, but to simplify matters, I will answer the question you put to me directly, that the time is not right for full healing. Not because the spirit doctors have not done their work, they have. But you understand that they too have limitations to what they would be allowed to do. Do you understand this?
Yes.
So therefore, we come to the aspect within your life which needs to be dealt with. You need to look at the emotional body. You need to look at the spiritual aspect of that emotional body and find what the true root of the problem is. I do not wish to discuss that amongst the peoples, but if you like, I can tell you privately. I will arrange that sometime, perhaps next meeting, to be allowed time to speak with you privately.
Yes.
Can this be arranged?
Oh, yes, it can indeed.
I can then give you some light on what is the true problem. But of course, no matter what advice I give you, if you are not prepared to carry out what you know to be the truth, then there will be no physical healing. These concepts apply to all. We have spoken extensively, I think, about what you must accept as being your doing when it comes to physical illnesses. You have to. If you do not, then you create more illness within the physical body. You understand?
Yes.
I hope that will be enough for you this time.
Thank you very much.
But I will try to do what I can to help you put the problems right. Only when the spirit is touched can there be a healing. And it has not happened yet. No one you see can undo what you have done. You see? Yes.
We should arrange that private discussion at the next meeting that's agreeable to you.
I am happy to do so.
Okay.
I think it would be best. I knew all our friends within the room. But when we speak about these private matters, I would rather speak directly to the person concerned.
Of course. Yes, everybody here is quite happy to go along with that, I know, including myself. So before we start our proper meeting, we will arrange for the lady to have a private session with you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I am sure she will be helped, provided she wants to be. And let me say just a few words about this, that sometimes people say, I want to be well, I want to be better. But in fact, the spirit self is reacting against these wishes. Can you understand this? You may find that difficult, but it is so. We need to go deeply into the matter. Now, I will leave that there with you.
Okay. Right, now if I might ask a further question, it's part of the one I am waiting to put on now, by the two friends are back. But it does follow on your teaching about the power of thought. And we were discussing last week apparitions, visitations, ghosts, whatever you might call them. And I wonder if it's possible for those on your side of life to project their thoughts into our atmosphere and create those phantoms which are not infrequently seen by a number of people, such as phantom cars, phantom coaches and horses, and other aspects of ghostly visitations. Are they created by thought from your world, or are they remnants of a power which did exist and is still fluid?
Yes. I take your question, and I will say this to you. There would be no purpose in thoughts of that nature coming from our world. Remember that we move on a much higher frequency than you do here on the earth plane. I will go into this further, but I would rather devote the time to an evening of energy which I have promised you beforehand. But I will say this to you. I will try to simplify it for you. What is energy? It is only light in motion. And it is not a simple topic to discuss. There are many complexities. But I will say to you, these phantom seeing sightings, as you call them, are energy which has stuck within the denser matter of your earth, in the same way as your body energies become stuck or blocked, as you like to say. You follow?
Yes, indeed.
It is an imprint. It is energy which has become almost motionless and is triggered at some point in time to reproduce itself to be seen by others. That is all. It is almost like the negative of a photograph which has been captured in time.
I see. What is it that triggers it?
It may be that certain energies around your earth gather at certain times. It may be, remember too, that energy, and this is what we need to discuss, as in all things, energy has memory. Hear the stunned silence. This is something that we need to discuss fully before we can discuss these topics.
It's certainly an entirely new concept to me.
Why? Why not?
I agree, why not? But I've never thought of it in that way.
Are you not energy? Are you not vibration that moves? Do you not retain memory?
Mm-hmm.
Do you not bring memories from times past?
Of course.
So, if you are energy with memory, why should not all other energies have memory?
Because I've been looking at it from an entirely wrong angle now.
Yes, dear friend.
As usual.
Again, I say, your earthly brains limit you so. So, now I leave you with that thought only, and we will come to the very complex issue of energy, which I hope and I do believe it will confuse you for some time, but eventually I hope the understanding will come to you. Does this help you?
We look forward to hearing more about it.
I see your brain is working now.
Yes, they're churning madly, aren't they?
No.
And thank you again for that.
As I say, it is a complex subject.
Yes.
One which cannot have just one answer. There are so many different fields which have to be touched upon. I could speak of molecules, electricity, atoms. It would only confuse you. And after all, these things are earthly items of knowledge. They do not belong to the spirit. You understand?
Yes, we do.
So, why would I speak about subjects you already know?
Mm-hmm.
I will try to bring to you knowledge which thus far has not been spoken about too much.
It would be excellent if you knew. We would appreciate it.
But I would prefer to leave it till we have our powerhouse of health.
Yes, of course, I do understand.
At least, note that when I have full control of this one. But do not be concerned. The time will be chosen wisely. And I say to you that all the other subjects which I have promised you will come to pass too.
Thank you very much indeed. We certainly look forward to them.
Again, you must be patient, because as you know, our time states differ, and what you consider to be a long time is no more than a blink of your eyes. You understand?
Well, I think we can all say that we have learned that thing, if nothing else, patience.
Do believe you are on the beginnings, but I would not say that you have learnt it. I would say we all have a long way to travel.
Yes, I'm sure.
Yes, thank you.
But at least we've started, thank you.
No. Have we more questions?
Anybody a question they would like to ask Edward?
Yes. I wonder if I could ask some more details about what happens at the close of one of the great Earth civilizations, taking perhaps Atlantis as an example. The picture that I have in my mind is that many souls will continue their progression elsewhere. Some will reincarnate in new civilizations on Earth. Some beings may survive the deluge or whatever and retain their superior knowledge. And others might regard them as gods, so that what myth and legend we have today may have arisen from that source. If I'm wrong in my picture, would you please correct me?
Firstly, let me say this. I have told you that many civilizations have been upon this earthly plane. Many have become extinct because of their own foolishness. Also, I have told you that all souls have more than one aspect to them. In answering this question, you must remember this. When you talk of souls retaining their great knowledge and being revered for that knowledge, being classified as gods by many, this indeed happens, but it should not. There is only one great creative force. There is only one source of knowledge. There is only one form of love and goodness. And all others who have trodden, whether they retain much earthly knowledge or not, does not matter. All of these earthly events and happenings are lost in the greater scheme of things. So, what you want me to tell you, dear friend, really does not matter too much, because you see, all souls who return to the spirit world take with them their knowledge, however great or small, to join with that great creative force of knowledge to better and higher things in the world of spirit. You understand?
Yes, yes.
I do not mean to say that these civilizations which have existed upon your earth matter not. Of course, all of your earth's history has created what you have today, or at least some of it has. But each stage of development upon your earth is not what is important. Knowledge is only worth retaining if it is spiritual knowledge.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes. Spiritual knowledge in spirit. Yes.
Of course, there are those peoples who have trodden this earth, who would influence others. You know all of this. I do not wish to retrace what I have spoken about before. But you should be thinking, dear friend, on the knowledge which you have gained, which those of you around you have gained, and in what way can you further your soul's growth, because, after all, each individual here upon this earthly plane returns home and contributes to the whole aspect of themselves. You are but a splinter in a piece of wood. You understand?
Yes, that's clarified. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Too much is placed, I think, upon your history of past events. We have said what is past is the future, the present, and the past, all as one. So you should not distinguish one from another. I hope this helps you.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
wish to say to the gentleman whom I have spoken to that he has gained much in his own understanding. He is growing, and there are those who come close to you who are proud, if I may use an earthly term. They are proud of your development in quite a short space of time. So, dear friend, be happy and contented with what you are achieving.
This was before the first gentleman you spoke to, wasn't it?
I speak to the gentleman I spoke to last.
Last, oh, thank you. Just to clarify it.
I will take one more short question this time before I leave you.
Would you like to put a short question?
No.
Yep.
I will answer when they ask me in their quiet moments.
Right. And thank you very much again for your company and your wisdom, which as usual has been extremely enjoyable and instructive.
If it brings you knowledge, if I bring you peace, if I bring upliftment, then truly I have been working well, and I say to you all that my love goes with you all, whichever way your paths lead, whichever way you wish to travel, always I am by your side.
Yes, I don't think anyone can stop that now.
May all of you feel the love of that great creative force from whence we came.
And I hope you can feel ours for you. I believe you.